And good morning. Coming up next hour, we're going to have the crime show with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metro Crime Commission. And he's going to start off by giving us new information into the investigation and the arrest of St. Tammany Parish Sheriff Randy Smith. Before that, though, this hour, we're going to have time for your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. And we're going to start this hour by welcoming in New Orleans City Councilman Eugene Green. Councilman Green, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing, Dave? To you and your listeners, I'm pleased to have an opportunity to talk to you.
Glad you're here. You know, I got to hear a little bit. I was on the air for most of it of the committee you chaired yesterday, the Transportation Committee. And one of the topics that caught my attention was the self-driving Waymo taxis. I've seen them all around the city. I've seen them actually on the interstate. I've seen them in Jefferson Parish. I've seen them on Canal Street. I've seen them on downtown streets in the Warehouse District. And I've wondered, what are they doing here? Because if you go to the app, you cannot sign up to have one of these driverless taxis pick you up and take you somewhere like you can an Uber or a Lyft or anything like that. And so I was glad to see that you got an update yesterday on what's going on with Waymo. So let's start there. Tell us, what is going on? Why are they here? And what are they doing?
Well, Waymo vehicles that you see on the road are pretty much occupied by someone. But the bottom line is that they're testing, they're mapping. For example, in order to work in our city, you have to know every street of the city. You have to know where construction is going on. You have to know where potholes are, for example. I kind of laugh when I say potholes. There are other obstructions at the end of the day. But, I mean, I'll tell you what a challenge it's going to be. There's going to be construction in certain areas. But the most important thing is that we embrace technology in our city, but we make sure that we don't cut corners relative to public safety. So Waymo has, for example,
physically or literally or in the essence of it, we don't want any cutting of corners, but either
don't want to be cutting of corners.
Yeah. In either way. Yeah.
It's easy to say, for example, because you can go to Los Angeles and see driverless vehicle, autonomous for hire vehicles all over the place that it'll work in New Orleans. And there are very distinct differences between the two. So for something such as this, there has to be the right amount of testing. There has to be collaboration with people in various departments, such as Public Works and Louisiana State Troopers. There has to be consideration by the city council of what might be necessary to ensure public safety in terms of regulations and ordinances. So it's a period of testing. And I want to let the public know that we don't anticipate that there would be even the introduction of an ordinance relative to the features that would make it a public safety, that it would make it safe for the public. We don't see that happening until 2027 and beyond. But testing is very important.
So they're not even requesting permits at this point. They're not requesting the opportunity to provide service here. They, like you, are more concerned now with laying the groundwork and getting all of that done before we even get to a discussion about how and when this will happen.
Certainly there's a private sector determination that has to do with analyzing liability and making sure that the product can work. I would say that making sure that the product can work is what's being looked at right now. And then also having some sort of communications with governmental authorities. In this particular case, it's the New Orleans City Council, to make sure that any regulations that are put in place protect the public, and also, very honestly, make clear to the company what some of the concerns are and some of the requirements are. So it's not as exciting as seeing the vehicle in terms of them being on the street soon, but the bottom line is that we're looking at other cities, Waymo, and there are two other actually autonomous for hire companies out there. The bottom line is that we're making sure that all of the concerns and all of the particularities relative to New Orleans are taken into account before a service like this is introduced.
Are the others doing any testing, or have they reached out in any way, shape, or form? Or at this point, is it just Waymo?
Right now, it's just Waymo.
Okay.
So yesterday's presentation may encourage others to look at it, you know, just because it was a public meeting and they know that there's nothing happening relative to regulations probably until 2027. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone else takes a look at the market, recognizing that there's nobody who's entered the market who has got, you know, a head start on anybody else.
You mentioned we want to be on the cutting edge of technology, that we don't want to be a city that just immediately refuses any technological advancements because of the inherent or possible dangers or concerns that may come with it. But at the same time, it's got to be a little comfort that other cities already have this up and running and have been able to find out how it works, and you're able to study what happened there in addition to what we're learning as they map and test here.
There are some times when you don't necessarily want to be the test case for an entire nation. You don't want to be first in line to just say we're throwing it out there. You don't want to respond in that sort of manner. You want to see what has happened in other areas because it's going to benefit you. And so we're looking at cities such as Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, and other places where there are driverless or autonomous vehicles in use right now to just make sure that we've covered what needs to be done in New Orleans. And I want the public to know that that happens a lot more than you actually think. Sometimes people say, oh, it's taking forever to get certain things done. Well, sometimes it's being done that way because we have concerns here that are unique to our city. And we all know them, for example, what some of the concerns are. Our streets are a little bit different. Narrower streets, for example, streets that are one-way streets. In the other areas, they might be two-way streets and the like. So all of those are taken into account when you decide that you're going to potentially put an autonomous vehicle that operates without a driver on the streets. All of that has to be mapped out, just like GPS was mapped out. So we're taking our time and making sure that we do this right so that we can get the maximum amount of public safety out of it.
Yeah. And do you have any specific concerns or anything really that's kind of making you go, gosh, if they don't answer this question, we're not going to be able to make this work? Is there anything that you are really particularly worried about when it comes to either the uniqueness of New Orleans or not before you say, I am comfortable with letting driverless taxis, autonomous vehicles, move about on the streets of New Orleans?
I'm going to give you a general answer, not a specific answer, because there's so much that we have to look at. But I'll just give you an example of something that has to be considered: school zones and the time frame of school zones and the speed level of school zones. If a Waymo or an autonomous driverless vehicle is going on Leon C. Simon passing a particular school, I want to know that the vehicle knows that at between 2:45 and 3:45, the speed is down to 15 miles an hour. It's not just something that's going to be on the interstate, and it's not just something that's going to take products or people from one point to another at a particular time of the day. It could be at any time of the day. I use that only as an example to tell the public that we're looking at everything. We will leave no stone unturned, and schools and our children and our playgrounds and, you know, our facilities where there's significant traffic all of a concern, and we just want to look at everything that's out there. And that's why Waymo has a number of vehicles in the city. They're testing, I think, with 12 vehicles or something like that, to make sure that they've mapped out the city and that they know all those particularities that are concerned that we need to be concerned with.
As they test and map, are the vehicles driving themselves with someone sitting there who can intervene if something goes wrong, or are the people who are in those vehicles physically driving them at this point?
Well, it's a test. So at the end of the day, I don't know the specifics about how someone can take over the vehicle if something goes wrong. But the bottom line is that they're sitting behind the wheel for the most part. So I would imagine, without me knowing all of the particulars, and that's something that I guess Waymo can answer better, I would imagine that there's somebody sitting right behind the wheel who can take over if anything should come up. Because
gotcha.
You just don't know everything that's out there. So as you see something that's a little bit different, or you'll reach a spot where there's an unexpected situation, I'm sure that that person can take control of the vehicle. But I don't want to be specific because that was a question I wasn't totally prepared for, but I know that they'll answer that. But I just have a premonition, if you will, or I just have a feeling that someone can take over the vehicle.
Yeah, I didn't know if that came up yesterday, and I didn't want to hit you with something you weren't prepared for. But as they test it, I was just curious at what phase of the testing they're at. Now, we have invited Waymo to join us. Thus far, they have chosen not to do that. So you mentioned police earlier, that you want to coordinate with the police as we roll this out. If an autonomous vehicle, whether it's a Waymo, whether it's a self-driving, personally owned vehicle, whether it's, we know that trucks increasingly across the country now are delivering goods with no drivers behind the wheel. If, in this case, you said coordinate with police, if a Waymo or any autonomous vehicle runs a stop sign, exceeds the speed limit, or something like that, who gets a ticket in that case?
Well, at the end of the day, it becomes the company. I'm not going to say necessarily the name Waymo, but whatever the autonomous driving company is, at the end of the day, they can be issued a citation. I mean, we would never have some situation where there could not be an identification of by registration or by contract who is responsible for that vehicle. So a citation would be issued. I don't know the particulars in terms of whether it's issued there on the spot or electronically. Of course, this is the day, and I talk about embracing technology. I'm sure that you can issue a citation online or even communicate with somebody immediately after the incident has taken place to make sure that responsibility is known. But I don't know all of that, and that's all part of that process. That's why it takes a little bit of time. We don't want to put vehicles on the street. Again, we have concerns here that they might not have concerns that they might not have in other cities. We want to investigate all of that. So you'll see over the time that we will have a comprehensive program. Ordinance will be in place that will address all contingencies to make sure that all the factors that you might bring up have been addressed. There will also be public meetings. Whenever we introduce an ordinance or legislation, it's introduced through a public advertising process. There's a committee meeting. It would be before the Transportation Committee. There'd be an opportunity for public input, because sometimes we don't think about everything that the public thinks about, because you're there, we are there in the community, and we have concerns that we don't sometimes know about as elected officials here in City Hall. The bottom line is that we're going to be very, very comprehensive relative to the legislation, and our focus is going to be on public safety.
Talking with City Councilman Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council Transportation Committee, yesterday getting an update on efforts for Waymo. It won't be until at least 2027 before we even see the conversation move forward on what should be in an ordinance and how the laws should apply to these self-driving taxis. You know, we also had an announcement this week, and I don't know if it's come before the Transportation Committee yet or not. If it hasn't, that's fine. Just tell us. But they announced that Walmart is going to have drones delivering goods flying around New Orleans starting next year. Is that something that there's been ordinances already provided for? Are your committee's already held hearings on Walmart delivering goods via drone in New Orleans?
Well, I think that it's a goal. It hasn't been brought before us per se in terms of a request for specific legislation. It's a goal. It's something that they have to look at. Walmart has to consider certain things. We have power lines. We have trees that are different than other areas. The examples that I see many times online of products being delivered or being delivered to houses that don't have a lot of trees around them, and they have a backyard that you can drop them in. We have our city is a beautiful city. On some streets, for example, we have people living very close to each other, and their yard might be covered by a tree. I use that as an example to just say there are always multiple considerations that go into account when you're introducing a new product or service. I know that Walmart is going to look at it. They're going to test it. They're going to make a determination. We embrace technology in our city. We just want to make sure that all considerations are taken into account. And we are open as a city to hearing whatever the issues are that they would want to have us address.
Yeah, I just find it interesting. They announced it's coming to New Orleans in 2027, but I never remembered any hearings happening in your committee or elsewhere. So I guess that's something else we'll get to look forward to as they look to try and bring drone deliveries to New Orleans. Councilman Green, anything else you want to share before we let you run?
No, I want to, on the issue of transportation, no. But I want to take an opportunity, because this is something that as a member of the Criminal Justice Committee, I find always very interesting. I want to thank members of the public who have been assisting our law enforcement community with calls into 311, with attendance at meetings such as I attended a meeting in the 5th District. I wish that there were not so many guys out there committing the crimes that they are, but I'm pleased that the public has been supportive of our law enforcement community in sharing information with them that have helped make our community safer and have made arrests, such as the arrest of the persons who were involved with who committed the murder in front of the Republic nightclub, the mass shooting. we're moving in the right direction in that regard, and I want to thank members of the public for their support of the law enforcement community and also the law enforcement community for what they're doing. It's making a difference in our city. There are multiple reasons that crime is down to significantly almost record levels. A lot of that is because of the public's participation. So thank you to your viewers, to your listeners. So
you are finding more people willing to come forward and share information with police now than in the past. The whole snitches get stitches. Maybe we're moving, at least starting to move beyond that in the communities where it's been very hard historically to get people to help the police.
Yes, and I should also take time out to recognize the fact that there are many organizations now that are supporting victims, such as the Family Justice Center, the Sheriff's Office, New Orleans Police Department, witness support groups, and others, silences, violence, and the like. And so when someone is called on to testify or when they need assistance as the victim of crime, there are places to go. Numbers of people who are participating and the resources that are available are increasing, yes. I see that people are more willing to testify, more willing to share information, and also more willing to meet with people who can assist them. It's working to our advantage as a city.
Councilman Green, thank you so much for joining us here on WWL and updating us. You have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Do the same.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. I'm opening up the lines for you now here on WWL. Do you think that we're seeing the community now more willing and trusting of the police and less fearful that the ramifications of them coming forward will mean that it's not worth their effort to help make the community safer? Do you think we're moving past snitches get stitches? Huh. I had not heard that before, and that's interesting, and that's encouraging. We can also talk about anything we've talked about so far on the show. We talked about the U.S. Senate race earlier, if you want to talk about that, and the fact that Julia Letlow has not made any public appearances, has not made any media availabilities, has refused requests to debate or appear on radio talk shows. Unfortunate, but understandable in my eyes. I know why she's doing it. That doesn't mean I like it. We can talk about that. Some people have been texting about that. You can text about driverless taxis or drones delivering goods around New Orleans. Whatever you want to talk about. The lines are open for you now at 504-260-1870. I want to hear from you on the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line and put you on the radio after this. Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. And coming up in the news at the top of the hour, NOPD has arrested a man on kidnapping charges in the alleged abduction of a nonverbal teen. The incident led to the activation of the new Brian's Call system. We'll learn more about that, what happened, and how the system worked at the top of the hour in the news at 12 o'clock here on WWL. I've got some open line time for you now at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line. One text comes in, says, driverless taxis in NOLA. Autonomous cars are programmed to follow the rules. NOLA drivers are not. You know, I hear a lot of people say it, and I think jokingly, but some of them are very serious, that they feel like driverless cars, whether they're personal vehicles or taxis or delivery vehicles or whatever, a lot of people have more trust in them than they do in humans and their ability to drive safely, while others fear that our city is too unique, too unlike others where maybe this has worked, and there are too many challenges for the programmers to be able to effectively get these driverless, autonomous vehicles ready to navigate our streets and all the unique challenges they face. I don't know. I asked the other day, would you ride in one of these Waymo vehicles if they were available in New Orleans? And I think I would. Because of the novelty of it, I'd want to see what it was like. At the same time, I think I would make it a short trip, and I would make it one that had to travel on neighborhood streets, not on interstates. And I would want it to be in a less stressful, less dangerous, let's say, environment. Would you ride in one of these things if they became available? Let me know. 504-260-1870. Somebody else texts us and says, I don't vote for any candidates who refuse to answer questions. Well, you're going to have fewer and fewer candidates to vote for if you take that position. And I understand it, and I don't disagree with it. And you're welcome, obviously, to take that stance. But we have seen it now over and over again, most notably here in Louisiana in the governor's race. Governor Jeff Landry won the election, and he was very, very successful in launching a campaign, gaining support, working, networking and connections, and jumping out to a big lead in polling very early in the race before many other candidates had announced or considered. And because he had that huge early lead, he did not make himself readily available to the media to answer questions, did not want to participate in debates. And that is more and more common amongst candidates who feel like they have a good position. I totally get it. If you have a big lead and you don't want to blow it, avoiding the media and avoiding questions makes sense as a strategy to win. But unfortunately, it doesn't make sense as a way to conduct a Republican democracy like we have here in the United States of America, because it doesn't give voters the opportunity to hear candidates answer questions either in public forums from voters or on the radio or from moderators or from other candidates in debates or whatever the case may be. So it is, it's kind of a sad situation we found ourselves in, but I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. And if races aren't close, if people are able to secure enough early support and jump out to huge leads, get used to it, because they're not going to risk it unless they are super confident in their ability to never make a mistake or say anything that will hurt their numbers. You know, silence is the best policy approach that more and more candidates are taking. And I guess it's just a reality. Love to talk to you about that at 504-260-1870. Just saw a headline on NOLA.com that the revival of the former Six Flags sites in New Orleans East is in jeopardy. And according to the report, it's amid a dispute over lease terms between the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority, the public agency that owns the Six Flags site, and the Bayou Phoenix Redevelopment Group. And my first reaction, and it's unfortunate this was my first reaction, was no surprise there. This site has been a challenge at best ever since Jazzland established a theme park there. Amazing to me that Six Flags bought Jazzland and work to develop it. And we know that Katrina was the nail in the coffin for Six Flags, but it was struggling long before that. It was very difficult to get people to travel to New Orleans East from the North Shore, from Jefferson Parish, or from anywhere else outside of the immediate area around it. It struggled to get people to come out there, even though we had a nationally renowned premier operator of a theme park in Six Flags running the place. There was briefly talk about Nickelodeon coming out there and taking over and developing it as a theme park, but Nickelodeon eventually determined that it was not a wise investment or choice and didn't do it. And we have heard about iteration after iteration, time after time, about other developers wanting to make it work out there. And we had a huge competition. We had bids that were presented and all kinds of different uses of that land suggested, and different groups of investors and individuals coming together trying to win that bid process. But at no point have I ever felt confident that any of it would actually work. And I hate that. I wish I could believe in it. And I wish I could think, yeah, this is going to work. But sadly, until I'm proven wrong, I'm kind of stuck in that position that it just does not seem like a use of that land that requires people from all around the metro area or surrounding states or across Louisiana or anything else to come there, for whatever reason, can prove successful. I am fantastically happy that we see the industrial uses out there, like the NASA Michoud Assembly Facility, continue to grow and be successful. Because that is an application that we have seen historically can work in that area. Because high-paying jobs will attract people to come there. High-paying jobs and economic development and business growth, yeah, that'll get people to come there to work. But can we get people to come there to play or to participate in other public-facing uses? So far, I think the evidence is clear. The answer is no. And I'm not going to say this is dead, but remember, the Phoenix Development Group came out just a couple of months ago saying it needed millions of taxpayer dollars to make it work now. That the city was going to have to, or the state was going to have, someone was going to have to come up with tens of millions of taxpayer dollars for this project to move forward and work. And now there's this new challenge, as NOLA.com describes it, between the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority and Phoenix Development Group. So I hope they can find a way to use that resource, to use that land that'll be effective and good for the community. But so far, it just feels more and more like everything they try out there is doomed to failure. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman. You can sound off on that as well at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line. Got a line open for you right now at 504-260-1870. One person just did text in, shame on Metro New Orleans for looking down their noses at the East. Is that what happened? Do you think we look down our noses at the East? Do you think the average consumer won't go because it's the East? Because of their predetermined thoughts about what New Orleans East is? Do you think it's a location issue? I mean, they always say location, location, location is what matters to businesses. I think there are a lot of problems. 504-260-1870. Want to hear from you on this, that, or anything else? Jump on the line right now. We're back on WWL right after this. Headline, New Orleans Six Flags redevelopment in jeopardy as landowner developer disagree on lease terms, the latest challenge that has emerged to getting any kind of commerce going at that site. People are texting us on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. One person says, put the same business concept at the lakefront in Metairie or Kenner. It'll work. Another says, not a location issue. I-10, I-510, Chef Highway right there, easy access. No problem for us that live in the East to travel to Metairie, Kenner, Slidell, even Chalmette just to buy basic things. Why not the East? Definitely feel that since Katrina, the city has done the entire East wrong. And somebody else texts us, shame on Metro New Orleans for looking down their noses at New Orleans East. Our Jefferson Parish family members never went to Jazzland or Six Flags. We live in St. Bernard and went all the time. There's a perception issue. There's no doubt about it. When Six Flags was open, when it opened as Jazzland, we had season passes. I took my wife and my kids all the time, and they loved it. Never a problem, never an issue. But you're right. When I would ask friends, neighbors, hey, you want to go? We got season passes. You know, there was a lot of people who just gave me a look that, no, we're not going to New Orleans East. And I don't know how we overcome that. I don't know how or if that changes. 504-260-1870. John, thanks for calling. You're on WWL for our open line segment. John, what's on your mind today?
You talking to me?
Yeah. Are you John?
I'm John, yeah. I thought you said
Well, then
John.
I'm talking to you.
Well, I think it's time Louisiana stops voting Republican.
Really? Why is that?
Well, give me a good reason to keep voting Republican. Let's see. The legislature and the governor are bought and paid for by industry. And what do we get out of it other than more air and water pollution? Where are the jobs? I'm old enough to have a child now, that needs a job. He needs insurance, health insurance. He needs car insurance. He's trying to have a family, even though the birth rate went down, dropped. Live births in America dropped 700,000 last year.
Yeah, people aren't having kids.
Okay. Huh? Yeah, my
people are not having kids.
People, I wonder why. And abortion has gone up every year for the last 4 years.
Not in Louisiana, it hasn't. It's been illegal in Louisiana.
Oh, you ever heard about what the Supreme Court did? Why do abortions keep going up? Okay.
Well, they're not going up in Louisiana, at least not legal abortions.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Well, what evidence do you have that abortions are increasing in Louisiana since there are no legal abortion providers in Louisiana anymore?
Hey, is Louisiana the only state that's made abortion illegal? Why
No.
are they going up? Why are they going up everywhere else? And if they're going up everywhere else, why aren't they going here? And why
John, do you have any John, do you have any data to support your claim here?
You know, this is a TV
like
show,
I say. Well, hold on,
show.
Hold on, John.
Yeah,
John.
Look, you're the guy.
John, all right. I am, and I say this all the time. I will have an intelligent conversation with any of you about anything, but I will not have unbased claims thrown about without evidence or support. You can't just say something like it's true if it's not. That being said, John, got anything else to say?
I hear it in the media. I listen to your show. I take your show, WWL, as an expert on what's happening. I listen to the news. I'm pretty well informed.
Right, but I promise you, WWL has never said abortions have gone up every year of the last 4 years in Louisiana, because that makes absolutely
that,
no sense.
Apparently, I guess if all you listen to is Fox, then you wouldn't hear what I hear. Okay?
What? All right, thank you, John. Appreciate the call. You just said we said it on WWL. Now you're saying I'm listening to Fox. You're not making a lot of sense. John, thank you for calling. I'll have an intelligent conversation with anybody about anything, but it has to be an intelligent conversation. So let's have some intelligent conversation after this on WWL. All right, I had some time during the break to do a little research on some of John's claims he just made. John seemed pretty angry, and that's fine. People can be angry, but I'd rather not have angry discussions. And so John may have, on the abortion front, there is a report out by a group called the Society of Family Planning. And they have put out a report that says in Louisiana and in much of the nation, abortions are up overall thanks to pills by mail. That more people, more women are having abortions now than they did before the Supreme Court gave the states the right to outlaw abortion, thanks to the ability now to get abortion pills by mail, according to the Society of Family Planning. He also said the jobs were down in Louisiana, and that is not true. According to the state of Louisiana, the employment rate, the number of people who are employed in Louisiana, has continued to grow steadily. And in fact, right now, the rate has reached 2.12 million Louisianians in the civilian workforce. And that's up every month since November of 2025. Are there enough jobs in Louisiana now? Absolutely not. But is it moving in the right direction? Currently, it is. Bruce, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you about the self-driving taxi cars.
Yeah, what about
a customer of mine went to San Diego. He was there for a week, and I had a long conversation. We were talking about it. He said he would never call anybody else but that car. He said it was the most pleasurable ride he could have, and he said what was neat about it, he said the car he was in had gotten confused and got stuck behind a car or stuck somewhere for about 5 minutes, and it corrected itself and proceeded on. And when it dropped him off, it notified him that he would have a $5 discount on his next ride for him being inconvenienced for that 5 minutes. So it seems like, I mean, he swore up and down about him. He said he loves them.
You know, we got texts from people who have done it in San Diego and other cities around the country and said they really enjoy doing it. Do you fear that New Orleans is too different for it to work here, or you think it could work here?
Absolutely not. The computers on those cars, they it knows everything that it needs to know. It'll take you where you need to go. And, I mean, my biggest fear would be somebody else running into me. That would be my fear.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate the call. All right, we're back next with Raphael Goyeneche from the Metro Crime Commission. He wants to talk about the St. Tammany Sheriff and more on WWL.